And you're seated. Praise God. Are you happy? Let me see your teeth, even if you've got three. Smile real big. It's good to be happy in church. Amen? Great. I was sharing last night, September the 17th, which was my birthday. So for those who weren't here last night, you know when my birthday is now. Amen? If you're taking notes, just write that down. I'm teasing. So we'd just done a weekend of revival in Wimbledon, London, and we went to Welwyn Garden City for a week of revival meetings. And I was laid on my bed, minding my own business, and I heard the Spirit of God say to me, "The boundary lines for you have fallen in pleasant places." Amen. That's what I heard. And it really ministered to me, because in life, in the kingdom, we're walking in miracles, we're walking in power, we've got favor. I know all this. We're a giant slayer. Amen. And I always understood Psalm 16, verse 6, "The boundary lines for me have fallen in pleasant places." The boundary where I live. Amen. Which it does mean that. The territory that I'm in. The geographical boundary. But I felt the Spirit of God start to unlock to me and show me it really meant pleasant boundaries with my wife, in my church, in my family, in people's workplaces, with their neighbors. Say amen or ouch. Because the Lord is my cup and my portion, the boundary lines for me and you fall in pleasant places. Surely I have a godly heritage. Amen. But before we can get to the pleasant boundaries, my lot is secure, I've got a godly heritage, we need to drink from the Lord's cup. Say amen. Amen. Somebody said, "I'm drinking from the Lord's cup." Now, we may say that, but are we really, really, really drinking from the Lord's cup daily? Because if we drink from the Lord's cup, our life will be sweet. Somebody say sweet. Every day. Because his cup is full of healing, peace, joy, amen, righteousness, power, favor, provision, love, joy, meekness, kindness, faithfulness, self-control, amen. So I want to ask you a quick question this morning. Whose cup are you drinking from all the time? Because if you're drinking from pastor's cup, pastor's got a good cup, amen, and his cup runneth over. But I'll tell you a better cup than pastor's cup and Pastor Terry's cup. It's the Lord's cup. He never runs dry. Amen. And if we drink from other people's cups, that's good. God gives good cups to ministries. Apostles, pastors, prophets, teachers, evangelists. They've got good cups. But there's a better cup. Amen. It's the risen Christ's cup. Amen. When you drink from the Lord's cup, and when the Lord is your portion, the Lord is my portion. Not KFC. Amen. Who likes KFC? Who likes Chinese? Of course we do. We're Nigerian. We like Chinese food. So do I. What portion would you like? Supersize me. No. But when the Lord is my cup and the Lord is my portion, amen, I'm drinking from him, he's my source, then my lot is secure. You understand what I'm saying? Because God is your source. Your employer isn't your source. Your university grant isn't your source. Amen. God is your source for your provision, for your peace, your power. And when you keep drinking from the Lord's cup, you just become so secure. My lot is secure. You become unshakable. It doesn't matter if people help you or don't help you. If they praise you or if they criticize you. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't really matter because I'm drinking from the Lord's cup. I'm not drinking from your cup. Amen. Then the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Everybody say pleasant places. Our boundary lines should be pleasant in our studies, with our lecturers, in our church, in our families, in our workplace. The boundary lines, biblically, should be pleasant. Amen. And it's interesting because sometimes it might seem like an unpleasantness is coming in a relationship. Has anybody ever had any unpleasantness in relationships? That's three of you. Everybody else is just totally walking on water and holy and miracles. Sometimes challenges come in relationships. Is that true? In marriages? In families? Come on, let's be honest. Mother, daughter, father, son, father, daughter, you know, everything. Sister, brother, mother, father. Mother-in-law, say amen or ouch. Ah! I'm walking in... My mother-in-law's here. Who invited mother-in-law Christmas Day? You know she comes every year, husband. What is wrong with you? Who's got to bless mother-in-law? Amen. Say amen. That was a bit slow, Pastor. 3 seconds late. Amen. In faith. By faith. Hallelujah. I had a blessed mother-in-law anyway. So you see where I'm going in this. And the word came to me because I felt a recalibration in a close relationship of mine. And I could have been tempted to think this is unpleasant. But the word of the Lord came to me. And told me, I've just said, the boundary lines for me have fallen in pleasant places. Surely I've got a godly heritage. And sometimes a dividing line will come in our relationships, and you can be tempted to think it's unpleasant, but actually it's pleasant. And if you transgress boundaries, woe betide you, woe betide me. I shared last night, we've just been dealing with 3 or 4 people who have transgressed boundaries, and Lord have mercy. Marriages going through hell, literally. Ministries taken out. So this is very serious stuff. Amen. But it'll help you. Especially you young people, if you can learn some of the stuff I'm going to teach today, it'll put a foundation in your life, and you'll be a giant slayer, but walking in pleasant boundaries. Amen. Can you imagine if you're a giant slayer but you don't get on with anybody? You know, it doesn't work that way, does it? Amen. Somebody say pleasant boundaries. Giving a sense of happy satisfaction or enjoyment. This is what it means. I've got so many notes on this. Lord have mercy. Enjoyable, pleasing, pleasurable, nice, agreeable, satisfying, gratifying, welcome, good, acceptable. That's what pleasant means. Amen. Bible. If the Lord is our cup, this is how we should be living. Amen. Of a person or their manner, friendly and considerate, likable. They found him pleasant and cooperative, friendly, agreeable, amiable, affable, nice, genial, likable, amicable, lovely, good-humoured, personable, hospitable, approachable, good-natured. Amen? So important in life, families, relationships, church, and work. Amen? Say amen or ouch. Amen. You're either pleasant or not. There's not much difference, is there? Some people are pleasant one day, then they're like the devil the next day. No. Amen. We're putting some pleasant in you today. Amen. Boundary. A line which marks the limits of an area, a dividing line. Border, frontier, borderline, partition, dividing line. A limit of something abstract, especially a subject or sphere of activity. I could go on all day with this. Healthy, pleasant boundaries. Sometimes we need to say to people, you can. You can set the boundaries in your life. You either give people permission or you don't give them permission. Sometimes it's got nobody's business. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, how's this going on and what's happening and blah, blah, and in this area of your life? It may have nothing to do with them, the ugly thing. What has it got to do with them? Pleasant boundaries. Amen. Don't give people permission where they've got no right. Amen. Because what you tolerate will control you. Amen. I mentioned it yesterday. Driving here, we came through Derbyshire, Manchester, and here, and we drove through a village where we reached out to a ministry to help him and support him and really do him good. And he started asking me some really crazy, stupid questions that really were none of his business when we're just building friendship, like, what's your theology on suffering? I didn't even dignify it with a response. I did not return the email. Amen. Somebody said, that's not very Christian, Terry. No, it is. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power therein. I have nothing to do with them. Sometimes the best thing you can do is have nothing to do with some people. I'm telling you right now. Because he would have wasted my time, my energy. Amen. We're building a church in the heart of Derbyshire, in the heart of the UK. We're seeing revival. We're training evangelists. Amen. And we're doing that around the UK and the world. I've not got time to mess around playing religious games. Have you?
No.
No. So sometimes don't dignify it with a response. Don't give people permission. The best thing I did was not return his email. I've not heard from him. He's not heard from me. It's all great. I bless him. Amen. But I'm not getting into circular arguments, because if I would have satisfied that, okay, my doctrine on suffering is Bible. Bless you. Then it would have been, what's your doctrine on healing? Bible, bless you. You know what I mean? I could have copied and pasted that and gone on for eternity, but why bother? Amen. You know what I'm saying? Pleasant boundaries. That wasn't really pleasant. He was transgressing a boundary with me. Amen. Don't let people transgress boundaries. Think about driving down a motorway. Slow lane, middle lane, fast lane. I know some people haven't got a clue what that means. Amen. They undertake, they overtake, you know what I mean? But if somebody starts coming in your lane and it's a big vehicle, you watch it a bit, don't you? Amen. And if you go in somebody else's lane, you're going to have a bump and it's not going to look good. And it's exactly the same in relationships. Amen. Pleasant places, the boundary lines of the land have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me. Imagine living like this, not just being a giant slayer. Amen. But the wife wakes up in the morning. She says, how are you doing, husband? He says, I'm a giant slayer. He says, how are you, baby? She says, the boundary lines for me have fallen in pleasant places. It's beautiful to me. Amen. Amen. That's a good start to the day, isn't it? I should have done that in a Barry White voice, shouldn't I? Hey, baby. I'm a giant slayer. The boundary lines for me have fallen. Hallelujah. My heritage is beautiful to me. That's what your heritage is. If the Lord is your cup and your portion, your heritage is beautiful to you. Amen. Amen. Say, it's beautiful to me. When somebody says, how are you doing this week? Just say, oh, it's beautiful to me. Amen? Amen. This is the truth of God's word. As long as we stay pure and keep drinking from the Lord's cup, there's no impurities in the Lord's cup. Keep and guard your heart with all diligence, and above all that, for out of it flow the springs, the boundaries of your life. Pleasant boundaries, amen. The Bible teaches above all else, above everything, guard your heart. Amen. Because that's what the boundaries come out of. And some of us may have transgressed boundaries with other people, or we may have let people transgress them into our hearts. And it's time to recalibrate it today as we go into Christmas 2019, 2020, 21. I see the Lord recalibrating your life and new boundaries being established in your life, your family, your church, your community, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Contracts that you have, employment that you have, I see boundaries being reestablished. Amen. Amen. Enough is enough. Amen. Is enough. The boundary lines are meant to be pleasant for me. Amen. And you too. We've got to deal with any hurt or disappointment or unforgiveness. We've got to be whole in our salvation. The Lord is my chosen and assigned portion, my cup. You hold and maintain my lot. My landlord doesn't hold and maintain my lot. My employer doesn't. People I've got contracts with don't hold and maintain my lot. Actually, my family doesn't maintain my lot. My mother, my father, my daughter, my son, my mother-in-law. They don't maintain your lot. Amen. The Lord maintains your lot. Think about that. For your church, even your church building, we have a maintenance officer. I'm sure you do. Amen. But the Lord maintains your lot through him. Amen. And my lot. Your lot will be secure going into 2019. Amen. No insecurity in the body of Christ. Amen. We have to choose to put him first in everything and to drink from his cup. Love, peace, joy. I've mentioned that again. And yes, see, what's my doctrine on suffering? Sometimes temporary sufferings. Because we've got to die to self. Amen. We can't always respond the way we'd like to respond. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine if we all responded the way we'd like to respond? We'd all be fighting in the car park before we came in and when we go out. Amen? Say amen or ouch. Amen. Can anybody tell the truth in here? Say amen. Amen. So if somebody says something negative to you, just bless. I bless you. I love you. Bless you, love you. But then other times we need to sit down and have a talk with some people. Amen. Amen. Somebody say pleasant boundaries. Pleasant. Somebody say ouch. Ouch. We just need to have a little friendly chat. We love you. We bless you. But when you behave like that, it's not good. We just need to tweak this a little. Amen. We don't tolerate that in this church. I'm sorry. Amen. We love people, we're kind, we're a blessing, we serve. Amen. Amen. If anything starts rearing its ugly head around your life, you have permission from me. Amen. Challenge it. If anybody's rude to you or unkind, you can challenge it. Amen. Set healthy boundaries. Set pleasant boundaries. Amen. Or let them get the hell out of here. Amen. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Amen. In and around our lives. Come on now. If people aren't going to be pleasant and walk in love and stay under the anointing and do kingdom with you, sometimes you're going to have to say goodbye. Amen. It's gone very quiet in here. Again. It's good teaching though, eh? I'll tell you, this will change your life. People put up with all kinds of rubbish. I'll talk a little bit about this now. I feel led to. So, we honor leaders in the body of Christ, 100%. We submit to leaders, 100%. But who's heard the story of the emperor's new clothes? Anybody know that story? A few of you. Do you know the story? Great story. So I felt the Lord speak to me about this a couple of years ago. The emperor's new clothes. There's an emperor and these two guys come to see him. They say, we want to make you some new clothes. They said, but these new clothes. And he commissioned them to weave his robes. He said, but the thing is with these new clothes, only the wise people can see the clothes. The stupid people can't see them. Put on your gown. Well, he couldn't see it, the emperor. So he put it so-called on, but there was nothing there. He said, oh, it's beautiful, yes. He didn't want them to think he was stupid. So actually, he was naked. Don't visualize it. I'm just telling you the story. Went to all his advisors. Do you like my new robes? Oh, they're beautiful robes, Emperor. Oh, they're lovely. They're great. So he gets on his horse and goes parading through the kingdom. Naked. And a little boy says, ah, you're naked. You're not wearing any clothes. So sometimes it takes childlike faith, hear what I'm saying? Come on now, to recognize if the king is naked, do you submit to his naked butt? No. Somebody said, I can't believe he said butt in church. I said butt, forgive me. Do you submit to that? No, you don't. And it was really amazing. Listen to this. We were in Ashington, sat round a table with five minister friends of ours. Two had been ministering at a minister's church. Good friends of ours. And I'd got these books out of the library. They'd got a big Christian library. And they said, can I take some? Yes, take whatever you want, Terry. So I got a Finney book on revival, a Corrie Ten Boom book, and I got another book, and I put them with my Bible. Then I forgot them. We went for dinner at the house, we're talking, and I said, oh, about the emperor's new clothes. And I started talking a bit about it. And then I said, oh, I've left my Bible and books at church. The pastor's wife said, I've put them back in the library for you. So I went to get them. There was Finney, Corrie Ten Boom, my Bible, and you know what the next book was in all this Christian bookcase? The Emperor's New Clothes. A little child's book. I think the Lord was trying to teach me something. Amen. So what are you saying, Terry? If leaders around your life, in the workplace, in your family, whatever, you know, where generally you'd submit to that godly authority, if they're naked in an area of their life, if they're operating in control and manipulation, you need to set a healthy boundary. Say amen. Amen. I'm telling you right now. We've come across things recently. God, Lord Jesus, I could tell you stories. People who've been in authority, behaving like the devil, and wanting you to submit to that, and then bit down the road, they've actually been living like the devil. So what I'm teaching here is like, it's a word from heaven. I'm telling you right now. pleasant boundaries. People should be pleasant. Is that right? Your pastors are pleasant, loving, great. Your church is great. I'm just sharing with you about out there. Amen. Or what can come in and around you. Keep drinking from the Lord's cup. His portion, your lot will be secure then. Even when you've got to say no. No, I'm sorry, I don't do that. Amen. Pleasant boundaries. His cup is so sweet. Psalm 16, verse 5. David wrote in Psalm 16, 5 to 6, "The Lord is my chosen and assigned portion, my cup. You hold and maintain my lot. The lines for me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good heritage. The Lord has apportioned himself for us, and what a tremendous portion he is. We drink of his cup and taste the sweetest taste imaginable. Salvation, healing, deliverance, blessing, wholeness, anointing, peace, love, and more. All that makes him God, shared with us in the holiness of the covenant. No wonder David said, the Lord held his lot." The Lord is holding your lot. Amen. Amen. People are not holding your destiny. The Lord is. Amen. Amen. The Lord is the guarantor of our destiny. The Hebrew word hold means to sustain, to obtain, to follow close. The Lord sustains and obtains our destiny. He designs our lives according to his perfect will. Then he follows our progression closely to ensure our success in living within our destiny. The lines have indeed fallen for us in pleasant places. Lines here means measured inheritance. Our measured inheritance is in pleasant places. God's plans over us are to prosper us. Amen. Not for evil, to give us a hopeful future. Jeremiah 29:11. Look at it again. Your inheritance of being carefully measured out by the Lord and guaranteed through covenant, ratified by sacrifice, and ensured by the Holy Spirit in our lives. Ephesians 1:4. No wonder David said in Psalm 23, "My cup runs over. What can contain all of God? Nothing is big enough. El Shaddai, the God of more than enough, cannot be contained in a cup. The Lord is my cup, and my cup runs over." Can we praise God this morning that our cups are running over? Just start to praise him and thank him. Start to praise him and thank him right now. Thank him that you're drinking from his cup, and your cup is running over today. He is your portion. Therefore, your lot is secure. The boundary lines for you have fallen in pleasant places. Surely we have a godly heritage. Hallelujah. Pleasant boundaries in this church, in your family. Amen. With your children, with your sister, your brother. Don't live in unpleasantness. Sometimes we need to have a talk. Listen, bro. We need to have a little talk. I don't like it when you talk to me like that. And he might say, "Well, I don't like it when you say this." Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. Everybody say sorry.
Sorry.
Say, "I'm sorry."
I'm sorry.
Some of you still can't say it. You're going, "I'm..." Everybody say, "I'm sorry." I'm watching you, I'm watching you, I'm watching you, I'm watching you, I'm watching you. I'm watching you, I'm watching you. T.D. Jakes, I'm watching, I'm watching, I'm watching. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. I'm sorry. 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 See, it's quite liberating, isn't it? Now turn to the person next to you and say, "I'm sorry." Turn to your wife and say, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything I've ever done and not done, and everything I will not do, and everything I do that's wrong. Forgive me. I'm sorry." Now, wives, turn to your husband and say the same thing. Amen. Say to your husband, "I'll beat you to the cross." I'll beat you to the cross or I'll beat you with a cross. Hallelujah. Is that the truth? We either beat them to the cross or we beat them with a cross. No, you don't beat your husband with a cross. You beat them to the cross and die. Amen. I'm sorry, Jill. I'm sorry. What are you saying? Pastor Brad. Yes. A friend of ours, a pastor. What does he say? Tell the people.
He sort of confessed that he apologizes to other people, that he should have apologized to his wife. But can't do that to his wife. He's a sweet guy, actually. I know.
Beep! We just beeped that name out. Pleasant boundaries. Is this good teaching?
Yes.
Yeah, because you can be in here. I'm a giant slayer. Ah! Glory! Woo! Ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba! Then you get home. And your wife wants to hoover. And you won't even lift your legs up. That's a joke. Yeah. I bought you a nice present for Christmas, wife. What is it? It's a Eubank. It's a Hoover wrapped up. No. It's an ironing board, darling. I bought you a new ironing board. And washing up gloves. No! The nice pink ones for you. Pleasant boundaries. No! Wash up for your wife. All the wives said. All the men said. Ouch, oh me! Pleasant boundaries. Is this good teaching? Come on. We don't have iPhones in the bedroom. We don't have iPads in bed. Pleasant boundaries. Say amen or ouch. Oh, a lot of ouches this morning. Your wife would prepare if you dab her, not your iPhone. What you doing, darling? I'm on LinkedIn. I get in contracts. That's not a pleasant boundary. Say amen or ouch. Oh, I'm going to hit this big time. No, come on. I feel a resistance in the spirit. Wives, you shouldn't be holding your iPhone in bed. Amen? Husbands, don't have your iPad in the bedroom. Keep it downstairs or in the office. I feel resistant still. But I'm addicted to my iPad. We know you are. That's why we're preaching this word. Pleasant boundaries. Husband, can we just agree in prayer? You're asleep. No, I'm praying in tongues. We saw a guy asleep. I was with your dad, very funny, in Meadow Hall shopping center. And they have all these nice seats where you can sit, the men, when the ladies go shopping. Pleasant boundaries. I just need to buy a pair of shoes, Pastor. Husband, I just want a pair of shoes. So she sees a nice pair of shoes, first shop. Then I go to second shop. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. And then she goes back to first shop and buys first pair of shoes. So they have seating areas, pleasant boundaries, for men to, you can play on your iPad in a seating area. And your iPhone as much as you want, just not the bedroom, amen? And we saw this guy. He was asleep. On his phone. I found that very funny. You don't find it funny. I found it very funny. I was with Stan. Amen. That's okay. Pleasant boundaries, church, family, food. Oh no, don't go there, Pastor Terry. Pleasant boundaries with your food. Amen. Come on now. As we go into 2019, I know this can be challenging, but I love you, so I'm going to help you. Amen. Somebody said, I'm going on a diet in 2019. Somebody went on a diet in our church. It lasted 2 days. Unpleasant boundary. Lord, have mercy. He said, can you help me with my diet, Terry? I said, yes. Eat less and move more. Everybody say, eat less.
Eat less.
Move more.
Move more.
Amen. Eat less.
Eat less.
Move more.
More.
That's simple. Pleasant boundaries in our food. What we eat. Good things. Amen. Pray for me, Pastor. I'm very ill. What have you been eating? I've had 14 boxes of Krispy Kreme donuts. 58 chicken wings. And big bargain bucket from KFC. Pastor, I feel bloated. Pray for me. You think I'm joking? Do you get these kind of prayer requests? Pastor, I'm bloated. Please pray for me. I have wind. No, I'm not praying. The wind may get a release, and I don't want no release in near. Hallelujah. That's not a pleasant boundary, my brother. Amen. Everybody say pleasant boundaries. Amen. With our food, with our health. Amen. Join a gym. I don't have the money. Buy some training shoes. Go for a run. Swim. Amen. I swim about 3 times a week. Who follows me on social media? Have you seen me swimming in an outdoor pool recently? In December, open air pool in England. Swimming. Pleasant boundary. Amen. It's heated. It gets me away from my iPhone, my iPad. Amen. I'm swimming. I'm getting healthy. Amen. Take a day off. You have permission. Amen. Have some good recreation. Pleasant boundaries. Go to new nice places. Amen. Oh, I'm taking territory. I'm a giant slayer. I'm a giant slayer. Yeah, you don't go. You drive the same way, this way, that way, that. Your life's just a circle. Say amen or ouch. Go some new places, spaces and faces. Amen. Introduce yourself pleasantly. Hello, what's your name? Oh, Fola, I'm Terry. Nice to meet you. What do you do? That's good. I love teachers. I teach too. See, we're building rapport. We get to know each other. Amen. I'm a member of Love Assembly. What is Love Assembly? I'm glad you asked me. Amen. Pleasant boundaries. Amen.
Amen.
Finance. Ouch. Or amen. I touched on it last night. Have you got a budget? How are your finances? Pray for my finances, Pastor. We'll pray for your finances. Have you got a budget? What do you spend all your money on? Do you tithe? I'm sure you do. Do you give offerings? Do you have priority debt and non-priority debt? Things you've got to service. My mortgage, my rent, my bills, my food. Amen. It's the other way around now, isn't it? I need an iPhone 7.